CASA stands for Court Appointed Special Advocate, a specially trained volunteer who helps a foster child navigate the mysterious court and foster care systems. But given the record number of Kansas children in foster care, there aren't enough CASA volunteers to go around. Here to talk more about this issue is Mickey Edwards, the state director of CASA. And thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
Am I correct in my description of foster care and what CASA volunteers do to help kids in the system?
Yeah, that's very right. We have, as you said, not enough to do the big job of advocating for all the kids in foster care in the state of Kansas. So we are always in need of more. They are invaluable to the children that they're serving, providing that voice to the court, advocating for everything that that child might need in and out of the court system, whether it's education or in the foster home or their medical needs or whatever it might be. That CASA volunteer travels with the kid through the foster and court systems to make sure that they get what they need and their case is closed as quickly as possible with a safe living home.
Can you walk us through a scenario involving a typical case? I know there's maybe not such a thing as a typical case, but walk us through a scenario involving a child when he or she is removed from the home. How does that happen, and at what point does a CASA volunteer enter that child's life?
Well, a case usually starts with a call to the Kansas Protection Reporting System. A DCF social worker will investigate the case and determine whether services should be provided in the home to make sure the child is safe.
What we used to call SRS is now the Department of Children and Families. So
yes.
A call goes into that agency, a social worker gets involved. So that's the first thing that happens, right?
It is, yep, okay. Yep. So once the social worker determines that the child is maybe not safe in the home, they will collaborate with law enforcement for that child to come into the foster care system.
And from there, what happens?
The case is referred to the county attorney and seen in court. The court process begins, and usually within about 30 days, a judge will be asking for a CASA volunteer to be appointed.
In what ways is a CASA volunteer different from a social worker?
Especially now, the caseloads are so giant that social workers don't have the time to devote to make sure that everything happens the way it should happen for that child. In fact, I once had a social worker tell me that she knows for those kids that she is serving that have a CASA, nothing is going to fall through the cracks. She says they'll hold my feet to the fire, and she appreciates that because she knows at least those children are getting all of their needs met. No need will go unmet.
I have heard it said that foster children who are assigned a CASA volunteer tend to fare much better than those children who do not have a CASA.
Well, when you have just one case that you're focusing on, you can make sure everything happens as it needs to happen, or at least advocate that it happens. For a child who's in foster care, the time that they spend away from their parents, away from their family, their pets, their school, their friends, everyone, just is exacerbated based on their age. So studies have shown that children with a CASA volunteer compared to same cases without a CASA volunteer tend to spend less time in foster care. One other way that children benefit is they tend to have better, longer-lasting outcomes, and they're less likely to experience re-abuse later down the road.
I bet it must be hard to recruit CASA volunteers, people who will undergo the training, devote that kind of time and energy for free. What's your best sales pitch for recruiting more CASAs?
You know, I'm not going to lie. It's a hard job. It is difficult. But I will say that I did it as a CASA volunteer, and then as a staff person, I continued as a CASA volunteer for over 20 years because the return on investment, the personal satisfaction I get on that is so great. You know, I have a young man that I'd served for years and years. Unfortunately, he traveled the foster care system for much longer than normal. The case has been over. But he will still call me because of the connection that he and I made together. And luckily, he's in a great place now, family loving him. But that return that you get on that relationship, or even just the knowledge that you've helped a child travel the system faster or not experience re-abuse or whatever it might be, is just so worth the time and sometimes the heartache that goes into the job that you perform as a CASA volunteer.